From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Tourism is big business in Utah, but as KUER's John Reed reports, fears over the spread of the coronavirus are threatening to put a damper on the industry, which brings in millions of visitors from all over the world, including China.
No one's contracted the virus in Utah yet, but Vicky Varela with the state's tourism office says the industry is already starting to feel its effects.
On a typical day in Utah, almost any time of the year, you can walk over to the Capitol and see a Chinese visitor. They're not here now.
Chinese visitors to the state have shot up dramatically in recent years. They went from 11th to the second largest group of international visitors, behind only Canadians. But Varela says because of the virus, they've stopped flying into the U.S., and Utah is starting to see canceled trips and conferences. The tourism office has even stopped advertising in some international markets. And for Ken Patel, who manages the Adventure Inn in Moab, it's going beyond Chinese tourists. He just had a couple big groups from France cancel too.
I mean, I wouldn't blame them personally. Like, I put myself on their place. I wouldn't travel either, so...
Patel says he's hoping business will pick back up in a few months. Until then, he'll rely on local travelers. John Reed, KUER News.
Utah is looking to set aside more than $16 million to deal with a potential coronavirus outbreak in the state. That's according to the Senate Executive Appropriations Chair, Jerry Stevenson. He says the money will come from savings in the state's health care plan and should be enough given the current situation. So far, there have been no known cases of coronavirus contracted in Utah, but it has assembled a task force, and the state epidemiologist has said the virus will come here. The U.S. Senate voted 96-1 today to provide $7.8 billion in emergency federal funding to fight coronavirus. A bill that establishes up to 3 weeks of paid maternity leave for certain state employees cleared a Senate committee this morning. Supporters of the bill say it would give mothers more time at home with their baby and would make the state more competitive in attracting future workers. Kim Myers with the Utah Division of Substance Abuse and Mental Health says paid maternity leave benefits the mental health of mothers and the well-being of newborns.
Women who return to work prior to the 12 weeks after giving birth are at greater risk for postpartum depression. We also see decrease in infant mortality rates with paid maternity leave.
The bill now moves to the Senate for a vote. A bill that would require more financial oversight of charter schools passed a state Senate committee unanimously today. KUER's Sonia Hudson explains.
The bill sets up a 3-year trial period for new charter schools and calls for all charters to use the same accounting methods as public schools. It also encourages Utah's charter school board to request a receiver for a failed school to protect its assets. Republican Representative Jefferson Moss is the bill's sponsor.
We're trying again to preemptively resolve those issues before, but then if there is some kind of a closure process, making sure that the credit enhancement authority can actually jump in and help to ensure we protect the interests of the state.
If a school fails, the bill allows the board to transfer students to a high-performing charter school. Democratic Senator Kathleen Reby, who also works as a teacher, says transferring those kids to public schools can cause disruptions.
And we have maybe 15 kids or 10 kids show up, or even 5. That changes the whole dynamic of the neighborhood school, and then they have to divide the classes up and reconstitute the classes.
The bill now heads to the Senate floor. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
A Utah constitutional amendment approved by a state Senate committee today would allow education funds to be spent on supporting children and individuals with a disability. Republican Senator Dan McKay says it's aimed at addressing a budget imbalance. Income tax revenue, which funds education, is growing, and sales tax revenue, which feeds the general fund, has slowed. The Utah Education Association says this is a big change, and lawmakers need more time to consider it. Even if the amendment clears the legislature and the governor's desk, it would still need approval from a majority of voters in November. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.